So I invite the children to come forward and hear another story from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to our neighborhood. Today I'm going to tell you a story about strength. Do you know what strength is? Aren't you strong, right? Do you know what Zechariah 4, chapter 4, verse 6 says? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Ernest Gordon was laying on a mat in a prison of war camp, and he was dying, and nobody cared. He was starving to death, and no one would do anything for him. He wasn't a bad man. He had been living in Scotland, and the war came along. He was enlisted in the British Army, and his whole regiment was captured, and they were put in a prison camp, and they were held there, and they were worked hard, and they were given very little food. And pretty soon, everybody was very, very hungry. And when you're hungry, what do you want? Food, yeah. If you want food, and you want food, pretty soon people wanted it bad enough to where they were fighting for it, and they were taking it from each other. And when somebody got sick, they took his food. And that person starved to death. And Ernest Gordon was starving to death, and no one would give him any food. But about this time, two other soldiers were brought to the camp. And the first thing they did was they went to find the sick prisoners, and they started helping them. And they made sure they got their food. And they even shared some of their own food with them, even though they didn't have enough themselves. And they said, "Why are you doing this for us?" And they said, "Because we are Christians and Jesus Christ asked us to do this for you." And they started getting better. And pretty soon something strange happened. The fighting was replaced with singing. And the cursing was replaced with morning and evening worships. And the prisoners stopped dying. The food didn't get any better. The work didn't get any easier. But they started living. And they started worshiping God every day. Ernest Gordon became a Christian. He became a minister. He became a chaplain in a university. And he said something. He told his students, "Contrary to Chairman Mao, all power does not come from the barrel of a gun. It true power comes from the Spirit of God." Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that true power comes through your Spirit. And we pray that we may be connected with that true power, that we could show your love to those around us. Pray your holy name. Amen. Thank you.